Today's shiur of Mr. Buriyami will be finishing up Siman Samach Aleph today.
Wow.
And maybe even getting started on Siman Samach Bais. And there's a lot of good stuff on the review sheet that I handed out to you. If you want to know things and things like that. Where things might not be 100% clear what the Lach LaMaisa is. Sometimes we have some good ones on the other side of the review sheets. On the other, there's two sides. There's one side that has the actual review of the Mishnah Berurahs, and the other side has modern day posts and things like that. Also, you can look at the beer sheet. In fact, just before we start, yesterday we saw that Mishnah Berurah brought up differently. He said that there are different opinions regarding whether you have to repeat it, if you leave it out, etc. One thing the Mishnah Berurah does say later on is that if you said Baruch Shem Kavod without Kavana, you should repeat it if you did not yet start the Ahavta. But if you started the Ahavta and you didn't have Kavana, you don't go back to Baruch Shem Kavod. Got that? Unlike Shema itself, where obviously, you have to go back no matter what, because the first prophet of Shema needs to have Kavanas Riba. Okay, let's move on. Sif Chof Bayis. Af Bipsuke de Zimra. U Bipsfila. Sarich Ledakdek Bikach. Even in Bipsuke de Zimra and Tfila, you should be careful and make these dikdukim. So for example, in Pesukei de Zimra, if you have a situation where the word starts with an aleph and the previous word ended with a mem, you should be careful there as well to take a pause between the eschem, m, s, and the aleph coming up the next word. That's the didactic there too. The Hu Adin and the Ramah continues. And the same din would apply Hakore Batorah, if you're Bal Kaire. And you're reading the Nevi'im Uva Ksuvim, the Torah, Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. Whether you're reading the Torah, whether you're reading the Nevi'im, the Naftiris, Uva Ksuvim, the Megillus, things like that, Yesh Lazair. You should be careful as well to be medactic, to pronounce the words properly, clearly, precisely, with spacing. Got it? So, Mr. Brura, Lamed Hey, Yesh Li Zayir. Okay, so then why did he only warn us about Kriya Shema? This is the lower Ziru al Kriya Shema, and the only reason why he specifically warned us regarding Kriya Shema and not the others, and there's where he was specific and things like that. Elam Yishum Shem Esura Lekol, because unlike Kriya Satira, that's only for the Balei Kriya. But Kriya Shema, everyone has to do the Yeshba, and also unlike Pesukei Zimra and Tfila, this is Yichud Shemayim. So where there's Yichud Shemayim, namely Kriya Shema, okay, going in and being Miyached Hashem in this world and all the worlds, there is where he decided to specify the dikduk, the specific, clearly, precisely pronouncing the words. Chaf Gimel. Tzarech l'dakdek, you also have to be careful. Shelo yirapeh hechazak, velo yichazek harafeh. What's this referring to? This is referring to, it's talking about dagesh. Okay, yirapeh is when there's no dagesh, and a chazak is where there is a dagesh. So you have to be careful when you're supposed to say a va, you don't say a ba. If it's v'ha'avta, you don't say v'ha'abta. Okay? If it's a pa, kain yifteh, you don't say kain yipteh. Pen yifteh, you don't say Fen yifteh. You say pen yifteh. That's what it means. The doctor shelo yirapeh hachazak. So you don't turn a pen into a fen. And you're not yichazek harafa. Yifteh, you don't turn into chazak. Yifteh. Got it? V'lo yaniach hanad, v'lo yanid hanach. Okay, this is referring to the shvanach and the shvanad. So if you open up Sidurim, good Sidurim, I don't know if this one has it, so I hope it's not Lashon Hara on the Siddur, we'll have after, this doesn't have it, okay, but it's probably in the Korah, and get me the Shema here, it will clearly make a distinction between a Shvanach and a Shvanad. A shvanad is a moving shva, which where you pronounce the yeh. Like in yimeichem, look at the shva, thicker because it's yeh yimeichem, right? Binechem, okay, that's a shvanad. But then there's a shvanach. Okay, where, for example, the shach bicha, that's a great one, the shach bicha, the shva nach, which is a silent shva, you don't hear. Okay, uvishach, that's shva nach. Bicha is nad, shva nad. You have shva nach followed by a shva nad. So you have to be careful. So he's going to now, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us the basic principles, which you're not going to be able to follow so well unless you really know Dikduk. But what the Bailey basically tells you is you should get a siddur that some siddurim have it like this, where it has a thick shva versus a thin one. Some of them have like on top of the, if you look at the good siddurim, it will have on top of the shva nad, the ones that pronounce it strong, it will have a line. Okay?
How would you pronounce
Yemek from the wrong way? What? Well, you'll see. I'll tell you where it's easy and where it's hard. Because at the beginning of a word, right, it's always going to be a shva nad, because obviously you can't be psychic. You have to pronounce that at the beginning of the word. At the end of the word, it's always going to be shva nach, like lach. You don't say lacha. Lach. It's in the middle, that's where you gotta know. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is gonna talk about right now. Look what he said. Hanach, six katan lamed vav. Okay. So he says, Shva hanechtefes, the shva that gets swallowed up, where you don't have any sound, that's the nikras nach. And that could go in besof teva. At the end of a word, like lach, o be'emtza teva, now here's the klal, if it's haba achar tnua ktana, if it goes after a tnua ktana, a tnua ktana are the lighter sounds, like a patach, a is a tnua ktana, okay? E without like a chirik, okay, without a yid before it, is a tnua ktana. Okay, so anytime you have it after a tnua ktana, so a tnua ktana, which is not a powerful sounding nekuda beforehand, needs a little help to end. So it needs a shvanach after. Ushvanad nikra hamnisnoat. A shvanad, which has the thick sound of the shva, is like misnoat, nad, like moving. Like he's navanad. He's moving all over the place. So that means it has a sound. Okay? Kigon. By the way, I hated grammar in high school. Okay? And elementary school. But now that I'm doing young, we've got to do it. Kigon. Berosh teva. A shvanad is always going to be in the beginning of a word. Oh, be'emtza teva, or in the middle of a teva, Haba achar tznua gedola. It comes after a tznua gedola. And how do you know what's a tznua gedola? You have a siman. The siman gedula gedola is pituche chosam. Okay? After those sounds, okay, so for example, after an cholam, a cholam, cho, that's considered a tznua gedola. So anytime you have o before it, it's going to be a what? It's going to be a shva na after the o. Okay, after the p, tuche, so that sounds like anytime after a chirik, you're going to have a shva na. However, he makes a klal, he says, except rakachirik is only kishiyesh yudetzla nikra tznua gedola. When it comes to the chirik, it's only e, strong sound, when there's a what? When there's a yi before the what? Before the yud. But if there's ain yud etzla, if there's no yud next to the e, like in pituche, there the p would not be tnua gedola, even though it seems to be. It would rather nikre tnua katana. So the basic klal is, if it's after a tnua katana in the middle, it's going to be a shva nach. If it's after a tnua gedola, then it's going to be a shva na. Okay, and the shva na is the eh, and the shva nach is the no sound, like lach, lach, not lach. So the kamatz is going to depend. Depends what type of kamatz it is. If it's a kamatz chazak or a kamatz, there are really two types. Ashkenazim aren't big medaktikim in this. But for example, the difference between chochma. Someone who's Sfarik who pronounces it right, the potach in cho is cho, but really the kamatz in chochma, we say it's chachma, but someone who pronounces it properly will say chachma, even though it's a kamat, it's a ma. Or for example, Shabbat. Israelis say Shabbat. What do we say? Shabbos. No, that's good because most people that are not pronounced properly pronounce all their kamats as the same. There's really a difference between the kamat. Okay, let's move on. So you have to be medaktik there. Chav dalit. Tzarek lekros kriyashma b'ta'amim. Johnson, do you like that dictic thing, Johnson? What about you, Booksy? And hey, Mick, are you listening now, Mick? Mick. You guys know Mick? Mickey Levinson.
Tell Jared to come next semester.
Chav dalit. They want you to come, Jared Rutner, Chav Dalit, Tzarech Lekros, hey, Rebbeinu Finkel. He happens to listen every day. I'm very proud of you. You listen every day. Tzarech Lekros, Kriyashma, B'ta'amim, Kemo Shehein, B'Taira. A person should read the Kriyashma. Anyone here from Rambam? Anyone else in school? Do you say Shema out loud? With the truck?
In high school.
Shema out loud with the truck. The Shulchan Aruch. Tzarech lekros kriyashma batamim. Kemo she'ein batara. So you follow the Shulchan Aruch. You should read Shema with the tamim, with the truck, like it's in the Torah. However, comes the Ramah, and he says, Aval lo nagu kain b'medinos elu. However, it's not the minag in our medinos, so I guess you guys change the minhag, unless you're Sephardic, you change the minhag, because the Ramah says the minhag is not to do it with the Tamim. Umikol makom, however, even though it's not the minhag, he says, it's still better to do it that way. So therefore, I guess it is the minhag, because the minhag is that it's better to do it this way. Umikol makom, ha-medaktikim machmirim b'kach. Medaktikim ha-machmir to do it with the trap. So all you guys yeshivas who do it, even though it's not the minhag, you guys are better because you're the medaktikim. And the medaktikim are machmirim b'kach. Look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Okay. Chos dalid, sif katon lamid zayin. So he says, Lo Nagu Cain, this is not our minhag, to go ahead and say the Kriya Shema with the truck. Ah, he says, even if you don't do it that way, still, Shetzarech Lizai, you have to be careful, Lifsok Vamakom Haroi, to take the proper precaution to stop and to pause where you're supposed to. Vamakom Haroi Lahafsik, you should pause and stop in the places where you're supposed to, in the Kriya Shema, like we just already pointed out, the Fiat Inyan, and also according to the context of what you're saying in the sentence, you should stop. So like if there's an esnachta, right, you should pause there. The Fiat Inyan, Kadeshiyatam Bhavana Ladvara. So not only should you make the proper pauses for pronunciation, you have to make sure if you're not doing it with the trup, you're making the proper pauses in terms of the words making sense. Like, for example, right, we said Hayom Alev Avecha. If you don't take a pause after Hayom, and then you go Hayom Alev Avecha, it sounds like today Alev Avecha. But it's Hayom with a pause, Alev Avecha, which is important. Not just in terms of pronunciation, in terms of what you're saying and what you mean and what you're, okay? What you're implying. Alkein Yira, Lekroisa Benachas. Therefore, once again, a big push for the 3-minute Kriya Shema. You should read Kriya Shema Benachas slowly, carefully. Dilavachi, because if you don't, besides the mumbling of the words together, Yishtana Lefamim, sometimes it will also change the Havaras Dvarav, the understanding of the words, Al Yedei Zeh. The meaning of the Kriya Shema will be changed by the fact that you're not reading it properly and you're not pausing in the proper places. Lamed Ches, Vikach, he says that the Medatakim are still Machmir to avoid all problems, to go ahead and say it with the truck. But now he's going to say, not so fast, Sadowski. Lamed Ches, Vikach, he says, yeah, it's true. The Machmirim will say the Kriya Shema with the truck. Look what he says. Uvilvad sheyechavein. He says, this is only on condition that you are having kavana. However, the anagina, problem is that the nagina, the singing it with the truck, the saying it with the truck, the tune, the mishalo hergelba, if you're not used to doing with truck, guess what? Mafsida kavana. Because since you're going to be focusing so much on saying it with the truck, you're not going to think about the words. And when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's more important to understand what you're saying and think about what you're saying. Right? Because if you're going to say Shema Yisrael, you're going to start thinking about the truck and not thinking about being Mekabel Omachu Shemayim and having Kavanas Libo, then obviously it's better not to have the truck and just to have kavana and saying it properly, to have better kavana. So it really comes out that the issue for the Ashkenazi person is to say it with the truck is really a greater thing to do, assuming it enhances your kavana and enhances your understanding. But if it doesn't, better not to do it with the truck, unless you're going to get in trouble in school for not singing aloud. And you know, you probably have worse kavana, always trying to duck the principle that you're not. How come you're not saying out loud? How come you're not davening? How come you're not davening? Weiter. Okay, let's move on. Chaf hey, kishiyomar ukshatem loos ayadecha yimashmesh betilun shayad. When you said kshatem loos ayadecha in Kriya Shema, you should do what? You should touch your tefillin shayad. That's what you should do. Yimashvesh should touch your tefillin shel rosh. Ukishiyomar urisemo so in Shema, yimashvesh should touch the shtei tzitzios, your two tzitzios that are in front of you. Okay? Well, obviously, you see from him that he wasn't holding his tzitzis the whole time. Unless he was, and then he was dropping the other two. So Chayra, You know, I guess if you're holding it anyway, you just put it before you in front of you, so you have it right in front of you. Okay. Anyway, you know, we're not able to light to hold it between our pinkies there, all four. Okay. Check out earlier, right there. Look at the Mishnah Berura, Sivkat L'chafei, Shiyaymar Ukshartem La'os. So he says, V'chein B'parsha Shnia, not only in the first parsha, also in the second parsha, Kishemashkir Inyan Tfilin, when you speak about, and you mention the Tfilin, Ukshartem La'os, Ukshartem La'isam La'os, you, once again, you touch Sarach Mashmah. You said to touch both the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh when you mention the Shel Yad and when you mention the Shel Rosh in the second parsha of Kriya Shema as well. Chav Vav, now finishing up Simen Samach Beth, Samach Beth. And if you think that Simen Samach Beth was big, go check out Simen Lamed Beth. Am I that one? What was it, like 100 and 200 and something? Like 200 something stiff cutting. Okay? That was Lama Bay, Lama Bay. Yeah. Chavav. Yesh Nagin the Kros Kriya Shema B'Kol Ram. There are those that are knowing to say Kriya Shema out loud. Yesh Nagin Le Kros Obalachash. And there are those that are knowing to read Kriya Shema not out loud, but low. Not so out loud. Umikom Makom Yomar, Yomru, Pasuk Rishon. However, even according to those that are the minag to say Shema, the Lachash, quietly, Pasuk Rishon, Yomru, Pasuk Rishon, B'Koram. The Pasuk Rishon should be out loud. The Chayin Nogin, and that's the minag, the Shema, you should say it out loud, you should not say it low. You should not say it quietly. Say it loud. Maybe not crazily loud so they don't mock you, as we had earlier, but definitely if you're in a place where they say it loud, blast your brains out and say it out loud for all to hear. Sif katan mem, yesh nagim. Now, le'inyan im yotze b'kriya shema. Now we're just bringing up a separate issue at the end of the siman. What about being yotze kriya shema al yidei acher? You're not saying it, but you're going to be Yotze. I'm listening to someone else. Sheyichavein lotzia. If he has kavana to be motzi you in Kriya Shema. There he says, Ayein the Magen Avram who prima gadim. Check out the Magen Avram and the prima gadim. The rov achronim and the majority of achronim, they all hold sovereign the Yotze bazeh. They all hold that you can be motzi. These poskim hold you can be motzi son in Kriya Shema. There are poskim that say you can't because Kabbalah Olmach L'Shamayim has to be done by yourself. You can't be yotzei with someone else's Kriya. But most of these poskim hold that you would be able to be yotzei with someone else's Kriya Shema. The others that may hear her, and this is better than some thinking about Kriya Shema without saying it, the hearer lav kedibur dami, because hearer, thinking about it is not like saying it. As opposed to Shomea, Masha'enke Bazeh, the Shomea Ka'ona. Shomea, listening, is like you are answering like you are saying it. And therefore, it's better. And you can be Yotze. Chasav Olas Tamid. And now he says something that happens to be also a Machlokes. V'nira d'dafka b'meivin ha'losho. It seems that this only works if he understands the language, v'afilu b'lshon ha-kodesh, and even in lashon ha-kodesh, v'inan dafka sheyavin ha-shomea. He's saying, even in lashon ha-kodesh, you have to understand the shomea. You have to understand what he's saying. Ayein b'simun kutzama gemel sif aleph. There he happens to write that we are yotzei with Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon HaKodesh Dafka, we're Yotze with someone else, even if we don't understand the language. Okay? But here he's not saying that way. He's quoting okay, the Olas Tamid, who says not that way. However, everyone agrees, however, that this Olas Tamid is dafka biyachid amotzi et hayachid. It's specifically by a yachid being motzi the yachid. Aval yachid amotzi et harabim, but a yachid that's being motzi many people, or a yachid amotzi yeshnayim, where one person being motzi two others in a zimun, the berchas hamazon, in the whole berchas hamazon in a zimun situation, afilu eina mevinim b'lashon hakodesh, even if they don't know lashon hakodesh, they are yotzei. It is even according to the Olas Tamid, who says that when it's one-on-one, the one who's listening has to understand the language. The big kasha they ask on the Olas Tamid is if there's a beferish of Gemara and a beferish of Psak, and if there are two people eating together and one person doesn't know how to bench, one can go ahead and bench for the other guy. That, as opposed to if they both know how to bench, then the one who knows it, then they should both bench separately. So obviously you see that you can be, you mostly someone doesn't know how to bench. So how can the Olas Tamid say when it's one and one, the guy has to understand what you're saying, Lashon HaKodesh. So they make the following split, and they say, he has to understand the language, he just doesn't know how to bench. He doesn't know the benching, I say by heart, or he doesn't know the words, he doesn't know how to read, but he understands. Okay? Again, we hold that b'diyeved, we can rely, if you don't know the Lashon HaKodesh, even one-on-one, Dafka Lashon HaKodesh, you don't understand, okay, not like this Olas Tamid. Later on, you should check it out, Sif Katan Hey. Later on, what? In Kufsari Gimel Sif Aleph, there, he says that Rabbi Berachas HaMazon, the minhag is that you could be yotzei with someone in Lashon HaKodesh, you could be mostly someone in Lashon HaKodesh, even the person who doesn't understand the language at all. Okay? Samach Beis. Mi shelo diktek v'kriyashma o lo hishmiya le'azno. Someone who is not medaktek in kriyashma. He wasn't careful in how he pronounced the words and the letters in kriyashma. O lo hishmiya le'azno, where he can't hear, he did not hear what he is saying. So we'll see. Sif Alam. Afal pisha mitzvah le'daktek b'yosi yosef. Even though we just saw a whole siman, or a good part of a siman, it talks about how careful we have to be in the pronunciation, the precise, clear pronunciation of the words and letters of Kriya Shema. If you were not karavelo diktate b'en, if you read it and you were not medaktate properly in the words and in the letters, yoyote b'diyevet. So Ava Bisha Mitzvah, like we said, the Daktek Vos Yosef. If you did it without the Diktuk, the Yosef. So what does this mean? Does this mean you could swallow up letters and not even pronounce the letters? So look at the Mishnah Brura. Sif Katan Aleph. Velo Diktek. What does that mean, Lo Diktek? Eina Inyan Shelo Hizkir Atevos Vos Yosef. It doesn't mean that you could swallow up whole words and or letters and not pronounce them at all, that's not good. Shebavadai in that case lo yotza, because you didn't do all the, you didn't say the words. So how could you be yotze? Aval inyin lo diktek hu shelo nasan revach bein hadveikin. It means you didn't put the proper spacing and pause between, okay, words, letters, etc. Oshalohiti is Hazayin, where you did not go ahead and properly pronounce the Zayin in Uzichartem. Let's say you just said Uzichartem. It's not Shal Tizkeru Bekadoma. It's Hanoma Lebesimit Samachalas. Bechein Muchach. And also, like it's clear from Rashi there, Shalom Masis and Daf Sazvav, Ayin Shalom Magmar Shalom Ayin Beis. I'm a Bez, I ain't Shum. What he's saying is that if you're missing letters or words, you're done. But If you didn't have the proper pronunciation, the proper diktuk, you didn't have the proper spacing, you didn't tizkiru, you didn't go tizkiru. But you said tizkiru. You didn't do what you're supposed to, but you are what? You are Yotze. What? So again, if it's to the point where it's so clear that's what you said, you're right. But if it's just like it's not like pronounced tiz, right? He said a tizkiru. He didn't go tizkiru. Tizkiru. So like it could be heard as tizkiru. That's what he said. You're right. If he says velo tishakru, then obviously it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? So when you say tizkiru, like you said tischaru, so obviously schar, you're not going to be yotze. But that tizkiru, so look at here, it is tis, like schar. But you're really saying tizkiru, so yotze. Okay? Beis, yotze, velo zikzik bahen yotze, mikoma kom yizayar maho lechatchila bezeh. Still, you should be very careful in being medaktek in every word and letter, even if you yose b'di'evet. The isa b'shas, it says in the shas, ha-medaktek b'hen. If you medaktek in the words and letters of Kriya Shema, what's your schar, scharo? She-metzanen lo gehenem. It cools you off in gehenem. She-umida k'neged nida. She-umida k'neged nida. She-me'acha she-ma'orer. Atmo b'zeh. Since you go ahead and juice yourself up in this, and you get your engines running and the chom, your natural heat going, the daktek ba'osios, to go ahead and be careful and specify and pronounce properly the letters, with this schar, hachom ativi, the natural chom, shehu ma'orer, that natural juice, that natural heat, if you are involving yourself in being medaktek in the Shema, guess what that does? Mita kenegad mita. Mitzanin in low, it cools off for him, kenegdo, a different chom, the chom acher. Shehu the chom of Gehenim. So you say Kriya Shema right, you cool off Gehenim. Can't get better than that. 3-minute Kriya Shema, pal.